reason we're worried is because there's an opportunity and we're afraid we may miss it. This is really the first time in the history of public health that we have the opportunity to prevent an epidemic, and it's one that we're sure is going to occur. There's no doubt tobacco is on the rise here, but it's the one continent where we are ahead of the ball at this point, and no one in public health wants to miss the opportunity to actually prevent an epidemic this time.
Why are you so sure that this could happen?
Unfortunately, there is a very predictable pattern in how tobacco use travels, and that is that it begins fairly mildly, particularly among the more well-to-do. Then, as time goes on and the tobacco industry begins to move in more strongly, we begin to see less well-to-do people using. And that's exactly the pattern that we're beginning to see in Africa. So that's one. The second is that we know how the tobacco industry operates, and it's very clear to see the advertising that's going on. And it's more clear from tobacco industry documents that this is an area, not surprisingly, that they would like to move into. There are nearly a billion people in Africa, but only about 4% of the continent is smoking right now.
Are we talking about cigarettes, cigars, and chewing tobacco?
Yes, it's mostly cigarettes. There is some chewing tobacco, some smokeless tobacco, but it's not as common, say, for instance, as we would see in South Asia, where particularly in India, where there is a lot more smokeless tobacco.
There are strong health warnings on cigarette packs here in the United States. Are there similar warnings in Africa?
There are some, and it's growing. That's one of the things that there's a lot of attention being paid to, because people are very often unaware of the dangers of tobacco use. I'm here in Dar es Salaam, and yesterday was taking some pictures of tobacco advertisements on billboards, and you have to go very close to them to get a photo that shows the health warning, because it's in such small letters.
Cigarettes have become very expensive here in the United States. How expensive are they in Africa?
Not expensive at all, and that's one of the major issues that needs to be dealt with. We have very good economic data showing that if you do raise the price of cigarettes through taxes, people will smoke less and people will be exposed to secondhand smoke a good deal less, including children. If you price low at the beginning, knowing that it's a dependence-producing behavior, you're going to have people then who need to pay more as time goes on, and that's exactly the pattern that we've seen.
Now, as you know, cancer experts are meeting this week in Dar es Salaam at a major conference to talk about tobacco use in Africa. Can you give me an idea of the cancer rates in Africa, and do you have any information on the link between smoking in Africa and cancer?
Sure. I will say at the outset that one of the difficulties of working in Africa at the moment is in getting reliable data. There are very few cancer registries which will be able to give us the kind of information we need about exactly what the cancer profile is in Africa. And in truth, we're also going to see a cancer epidemic connected to the tobacco, but also to other behaviors as the Western lifestyle begins to move in here, people not being as physically active, at changing diets and so on, all of which are connected to development of cancers. So the expectation from this meeting is that we will come away with the realization that a lot more needs to be done to educate the population as well as the healthcare professionals in terms of what the cancer risk is here and the fact that we have just a golden opportunity for prevention.
Give me an idea how you think smoking might be prevented in Africa.
First of all, we have the WHO's Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, which is the world's first public health treaty. And most countries in Africa have now ratified that treaty, meaning they're part of it, and they've agreed to do certain things which can help prevent the tobacco epidemic. They would include raising taxes on tobacco, providing smoke-free environments, reducing advertising and promotion of tobacco, increasing the warnings that we talked about, and making cessation treatment available. There's a new report that will be announced at this meeting, which does show that 90% of Africans are exposed to secondhand smoke on a nearly daily basis.